it doesn't matter what we call it. It matters what Vladimir Putin calls it. If he's a madman and he thinks, you know, walking and chewing gum at the same time constitutes an act of war, he can fire off a nuke. And if he is a madman, I don't know that he is. I mean, that seems to be the conventional wisdom. But because of this, all of a sudden we're backing off. And I thought the Sean Hannity piece a couple of nights ago was spot on. And Jesse Waters, I thought, was really good over the last couple of nights. And simply put, it's why aren't we defending Ukraine? Why is it that innocent women and children are being killed at a maternity hospital? Women ready to give birth, dying under the rubble. Why aren't we doing something about that? That is something that we're going to have to take up with the Biden administration. But simply put, it's absolutely wrong, and that's why the idea of these MiG-29s, the Ukrainian pilots know these airplanes backwards, forwards, and inside out because that's what they fly. MiG-29s. It would take them all of about 2 minutes to figure out how to start them up and fly them off. It just absolutely drives me nuts. Coming up, by the way, we're going to get a chance to visit with somebody who wants to be governor. And by the way, I'm being told, in fact, we were told yesterday by Dr. Fred Simon, there are now 13 candidates. Not 9, but 11. And maybe more. If you go to the Secretary of State's website, you know, it's got the names of all these people. And some of them were a surprise to me. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, right here, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. As more than 2 million refugees from Ukraine begin to scatter throughout Europe and beyond, some are carrying valuable witness evidence to build a case for potential war crimes. Speaking from Medyka, Poland, a border village, the head of the UN's migration agency, Antonio Vitorino, says refugees from Ukraine keep coming.
We are very much concerned with the flow. We are today, as we speak, with more than 2.3 million people that have left Ukraine. Only here in Poland, we have 1,300,000 people.
Meanwhile, civilians trapped inside Mariupol desperately scrounged for food and fuel as Russian forces kept up their bombardment of the port city Thursday amid international condemnation over an airstrike a day earlier that killed three people at a maternity hospital. The White House is bracing for continued inflationary pressures. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there are economic projections that consumer prices will moderate toward the end of the year. But in the near term,
we do anticipate that gas prices and energy prices will go up. That is something that the president has conveyed.
She also says White House officials believe those higher energy costs will be temporary and not long-lasting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Players have voted to accept Major League Baseball's latest offer for a new labor deal, paving the way to end a 99-day lockout and salvage a 162-game regular season. The union's executive board approved the agreement in a 26-12 vote, pending ratification by all players, that from a person familiar with the balloting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 112 points, the NASDAQ dropped 125, with the S&P 500 lower by 18. Oil down 268 to 106.02 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden? Illegal immigrants? A stolen election? Critical race theory? Mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas pump prices continue to rise, including another record high yesterday. That's the sixth straight day a new record was set. Las Vegas gas prices reached $4.78 a gallon for regular gas. Nevada statewide average is $4.77. That's tied with Hawaii for the second most expensive gas in the country. Only California, the People's Republic, has higher prices, averaging $5.53 a gallon. Energy experts say nearly the entire increase over the last week can be linked to an anticipated cutoff of Russian oil by Western countries due to that country's invasion of Ukraine. The Lady Rebels are headed to the big dance for the first time in two decades. UNLV topped Colorado State 75-65 to win the Mountain West Women's Basketball Tournament title. The Mountain West title was the first in the program's history, and it sends the 26-6 Lady Rebels to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2002. So congratulations to all of those Lady Rebels. Yeah, go Rebels, go.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Steady winds 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusting up to 50 miles per hour is going to make for some hazardous travel conditions this afternoon. Do watch out for some blowing debris. Otherwise, those lane restrictions downtown will cause you some delays. That's on the 515 between Main and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ, Kevin Wall with you. It is live and local, and joining us now, I'm always happy to have him in studio. He is Barack Zilberberg, a candidate for governor. On Tuesday, you filed officially for governor, and Tell me what that experience was like.
Oh, it's amazing. Let me tell you, as being a person, I'm a high school graduate. I haven't, as far as graduated Yale, Harvard, I haven't been affiliated with a university institution. I'm a high school graduate, and as being a high school graduate, I've learned in all the articulations and what I need to do in order to function as a human being, and as far as in the ventures that I've been doing in my businesses, and to be an official candidate of the state of Nevada in a gubernatorial race is amazing. Let me tell you, I'm so honored and delighted, and I'm looking forward for the future here in Nevada.
Now, in order to get to the Secretary of State's office, you had to drive, and of course you know what that means. That means you're paying a lot more for a gallon of gasoline. It's been going up at roughly 10 cents a day.
Yeah, and they say it's going to go up further. You know, so
you think $6, $7 gasoline is possible?
Don't be surprised if even it'll go $7 to $10, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
The thing is never the pipeline should have been cut in the Keystone as far as movement in the program. Our current president has cut down and furloughed the people, and I've, in foresight, you know, I saw what is coming our way. And by him doing that, now we're reliant on Ukraine, we're reliant on Russia, we're reliant on Germany and other countries for oil. And that's what's happening here, you know. So
tell me, what is it the federal government can do, and is there a state role for anything to help us get over the hump here with these high gas prices?
Well, first off, we got to get the Keystone Pipeline back in production. That's number one. We got to get the people back in there. We got to start constructing and putting it together so that we're self-sufficient with oil here in this country. There's no reason for us to buy oil overseas in other countries whatsoever. You know, we should be self-sufficient as a nation, and we should have a gallon of gas at $2. $2.50 on the average, and not where everything is going, you know, these days. And now you're saying over in California at $6. Over here, I just pumped gas. It's like $4.50 over at Costco, and that's being discounted, you know, in Costco. So that's not the case in all the other gas stations. You're looking about $5 on the average, you know, here in Nevada.
Have you ever figured out why it is that California and Nevada have some of the highest gas prices out
well,
there?
Well, what it is, it's the taxation. You know, they account for taxation, and a lot of it is the taxes. That's number one. But number two is the oil. Is crude oil has been going up. You know, it's actually around above north of 100. $100 a barrel now, yeah. You know, crude oil. So and that's because we don't have sources of oil here. And now he said he wants to dip into the reserves, but I don't believe that will help us, you know, the reserves. Like I said, we got to open up the pipeline. We got to keep our guys moving, and we got to be self-sufficient as a country.
I'm just wondering, is it going to get better or is it going to get worse? They're talking about right now, I think a barrel of oil was something like $130 just the other day, yeah. And it may be well north of that now. Is it going to get better or is it going to get worse?
I think it's going to get worse because, you know, now the supply chains are in great demand, and with the war that's going on. Now, if you noticed, we kind of diverted away from the vaccinations and the masks. So that disappeared all of a sudden, and we don't have that. That should have been disappeared a year ago, okay? So yeah. we're a little behind on the whole issue of that disappearing. And now they're pivoting over to wars and to other things where our nation isn't straightened out here as it is. You know, we have a lot of work here to do, and the person in leadership that is in leadership isn't doing a great job for us, I tell you. And our nation is turmoiling. Inflation is high. It actually registered today is the highest, you know, ever.
In 40 years.
Yeah, it's bad, you know. And as time transpires, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Affordability is not there. As far as not only our rents, you know, people out here that are renting apartments, you know, $1,000, now they're getting a letter after their anniversary, 1 year, and they're saying the landlords, oh, you know, it's another $600 more on top of the $1,000 that you're paying. Affordability is not there. So what we need to do is we need to put things into perspective. Me as governor, when I be in those positions, we're going to, as far as implement, I'm going to implement rent control measures. So we have a ceiling of how much a landlord can raise the rent, you know, so people are not out there. They're not losing the positions of where they live. They're not homeless. That's why we have a lot of homeless out there. And I've been going in the tunnels as well. I've been going around everywhere. So I've been engaged. There's 80,000 homeless here in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's even beside Reno. You know, there's homeless over there as well. So the affordability factor is diminishing. And that's why we have these trickle effects that are going on. Now, also what I like to do is I always repeat this repetitively in all our segments that everybody should have their own home. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have bedroom cities around as far as Washoe County and Clark County, so we have affordability as far as building structures, affordable housing, so people could go into homeownership affordably and commute if they need to, which is 20 minutes from Las Vegas, the heart, which is the city and the heart of Reno. So you have all these bedroom cities. And I like to name those bedroom cities with different names of very iconic people that are resembled as far as Nevada, you know. So that's what I like to do.
But I just want to go back. You've visited the homeless in tunnels?
Yes, I have a delegate.
Explain what that was like.
Well, basically, I have a delegate over there, and he actually lives in a plywooded sort of a tarp facility right behind a dumpster and a trash can. So I communicate with him via cell phone, and we text as well. So he and his wife are homeless. They've been homeless. And by him being my delegate, we were able to go into the tunnels and speak to people. Now, within the homeless community, from my understanding and my interpretation, a lot of them just want to be homeless, but not a lot, but I would say 50%. It's a 50% ratio. So 50 want to go back into the workforce, 50 want to be homeless. But guess what? Once I have initiatives and programs from nonprofit organizations, we could go ahead and weld them and put them back into the communities, their friends, which chose not to go into the facilities. They will go into the facilities, weld themselves, and they will go back into communities as well. So that's, I don't give up on anybody. I never did, and I never will. And we're not going to have homeless. And not only we're not going to have homeless, we're not going to have the low-income bracket as far as we're going to have mid and upper. We're not gonna as far as have the low income bracket no more. Everybody will have the education and the knowledge through our school systems, through as far as the parents, through everybody together in this engagement, so that we could go ahead and facilitate for our children's future, and it's very important.
More coming up from Barack Zilberberg. He is a candidate for governor, and he has visited tunnels and communicates regularly with the homeless. I think that is a noble endeavor.
Yeah, people, wherever I go, people don't go. So I go where people don't go, and none of the candidates running against me have ever been in those engagements in those environments, except myself.
More coming up as we continue. We're going to talk about what's going on half a world away and how it impacts us here in Southern Nevada. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sky Jump for a Cure, March 12th for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Foundation. Leap off the iconic Strat Sky Pod over 800 feet above the strip. All proceeds from jumps March 12th will go towards the Leukemia and Lymphoma Foundation. Go to strat.com today to Sky Jump for a Cure.
There's a big showdown coming this June. It's you and me versus the Freedom Killers. Hey, Sisolak, we want our freedoms back. But don't count on help from machine-funded rhinos like Joe Lombardo or Dean Heller. I'm Fred Simon, the only genuine conservative in the race. Tell your friends and neighbors about my campaign and learn more anytime at simonforgovnb.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us, live and local, for a Thursday. Republican candidate for governor, Barack Zilberberg, joining us in studio. And the other day, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, was on. Mm-hmm. And he said that he couldn't prove it. He doesn't have a smoking gun yet. But he thinks that there is at least one candidate in the field for governor who is being supported and propped up by Democrat interests, mm-hmm. says, I can't prove it. I've got people looking. And if we find out, he says, your show will be the first place I come to. Mm-hmm. There might be, in fact, now there are 11, at least 11 candidates mm-hmm. who are involved in the race. What do you make of this? Well, and do you think it's possible? I mean, you've talked about this before, though.
Yes. Well, there's one candidate on the Democratic side, which is our current governor.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have 11 candidates on the Republican side. So you tell me, you know, the logistics of that. Just common sense. You don't need much, you know. Just
well, can I tell you, though, Brock? Yeah. I've been saying for a year mm-hmm. that there would be people lining up around the block to run mm-hmm. against Steve Sisolak because he's yeah. such a weak candidate.
Yeah. So what's happening is he's positioning himself so that he's still in leadership. So if he has those candidates in place in our Republican Party, you know, he's still, if they win, then he could still be in positions in leadership. So he, because he subsidizes these people. You know, so he infiltrates money into them.
You think it's the governor that's doing this?
Yes, he's doing it. Yeah, strategically. Now, I know they're all Democrats. A lot of them are Democrats. You know, I could name names, and I've named names before. And I also was in the Reno debate, and I named names there, too. So I know Lombardo's a Democrat. As far as John Lee's a Democrat. I know as far as Heller's a Democrat. And Fiore's a Democrat as well. And Fiore, just to clarify things, I saw her, you know, in the governor's mansion with Sisolak, with her family, hugging and smiling, and there's pictures all over Facebook, so you could see all that. So tell me if she's a Republican or a Democrat. Now, I know you talked about Michael McDonald's as far as he doesn't know or there's no facts, but he actually endorsed Michelle Fiore, so that's a little strange as to what's happening. I just hope that there is legitimate, and it's a legitimate election where all of us, you know, the actual Republicans, they actually have a chance at this, and not the Democrats, because the way it's looking, it looks like a Democratic arena. That's what it looks like.
I want to ask you about what's going on half a world away. I know it's not a state issue. But everybody has an opinion on what they've been seeing on cable news. I mean, it's horrific what we have seen, the war crimes that have been involved. I'm curious what you think about what's going on over there.
Well, I tell you, we shouldn't be in war. I mean, this thing should have been, all of these issues should have been arised before even war. Our current, as far as president, really can't do anything here in our nation, as far as the United States of America. The way our nation is going, it's in turmoil. And then how can he help or outreach the rest of the world? You have to understand, being a president, you're not only a CEO of the United States of America, but you're a CEO of the world, too. So whatever, as far as our nation is very iconic, and it is as far as a symbol to the world. So it's important that we have leadership and we have as far as a true, as far as stance in our positions here in the United States, because everybody, the eyes are on us. So being the eyes on us, we need strong and we need direction. We need good leadership, and we just don't have it. Now, what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. I mean, nobody should confiscate something that doesn't belong to them, period. Ukraine doesn't belong to them, and he shouldn't go in and invade and shouldn't confiscate. Now, if we allow this, if the world allows this to confiscate, then that's what's going to trickle effect of China. China will go.